Welcome to the NTEB Prophecy News Podcast with your host and Bible teacher, Jeffrey Greider. Rightly divided, dispensationally correct, and standing on the authority of the King James Holy Bible, this program is brought to you by NowTheEndBegins.com.
And good afternoon, happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Prophecy News Podcast. Today, liberal comedian Jon Stewart drops huge COVID-19 truth bomb about the virus leak from Wuhan lab in China. Last week, an amazing thing happened. Liberal comedian Jon Stewart, appearing on the Stephen Colbert Show, failed to toe the Democratic Party line and dropped a couple of truth bombs. The biggest things that Stewart said, and you could see the shock registering on Colbert's face while he said it, was that COVID-19 came from the Wuhan lab in China and implied that this was likely released intentionally. Colbert kept waiting for the punchline, but it never came. Stewart was 100% serious about his claim, a claim that you and I know is 100% correct. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 59, verses 13 and 14, "In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter." On this episode of the NTEB Prophecy News Podcast, we are looking at the attempt by the radical left and their New World Order masters to continue to suppress the truth about the origins of the COVID-19 virus and just how it came to be released to the public. Part and parcel in all of this is the continued suppression of freedom, not just here in America, but around the world. Perhaps the most interesting thing about what Jon Stewart said on the Colbert Show was that if it had been a conservative saying the exact same thing, they would have been immediately banned on Twitter and Facebook for spreading disinformation and promoting conspiracy theories. But because it was a liberal saying it, nobody was banned, nobody was suspended, nobody was censored. And here is the real problem that we're going to be talking about today. There's a reason why Jon Stewart said what he said. And it's when you first hear it, it makes you applaud and say, yeah, that's good that the truth got out. But then when you dig a little bit deeper, you find that there's a reason why liberals are beginning to admit these things. And you're not going to like that reason at all, I promise you, but it's going to be the truth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for gathering all these here today. And we pray if there's one who's lost, who's listening to this podcast, maybe they came for the entertainment value. Maybe they came to hear something about liberals or conservatives. Maybe they came to hear something about COVID-19 or whatever. We pray, Lord, if there's lost people listening today, and there usually is, we pray, Lord, that something would be said and done to lead them to salvation in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." The Bible says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verses 30 and 31, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thine house." So, Lord, we just pray. We thank you for all that you've been doing for us lately. We thank you for expanding our borders. We thank you for the NTEB Gospel Witness program that is really beginning to take off, and we're so excited by that. Thank you, God, for the free Bible and Gospel Tract program, where we're sending out Bibles and tracts for free to people who can't afford it all around the world. And God, we just thank you that you've given us this time and this platform and this ministry, and that you've gathered us all together, Lord. And Father God, we have a praise report today. Angel, thank you for prayers for finding a doctor for my son, Nicholas. Yesterday he got a call. He can see the doctor on Friday. An angel says, "Praise Jesus. Amen." Giacomino says, please pray for safe travels for my grandson and daughter-in-law who are driving to Nashville from Pittsburgh. And we do lift up his grandson and daughter-in-law, and we ask the Lord to give them safe travels and to bless every mile that they drive from the great state of Tennessee to Pittsburgh. And Chris has a prayer request. Please pray for Francine, whom I met yesterday at the Jewish Museum. And we ask the Lord to bless Chris's witness to her yesterday. And we pray there are so many of us that are witnessing to lost Jewish people. And we have such a heart for the nation of Israel. We have such a heart for Jewish people, not because they love us. They don't. They absolutely don't. And that's okay. That's okay because the Bible says that the veil is over their eyes and they can't see and they're blinded. But we pray for the Jewish people. We pray for the nation of Israel. Psalm 135 verse 4 says, "For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself and Israel for his peculiar treasure." And we pray for the nation of Israel. Exodus 19, verses 5 and 6. "Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the nation of Israel." Isaiah 41, 8. "But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend." And of course, Genesis 12:3, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." And we pray for the Jewish people today. We pray for the nation of Israel. And we just pray that even at this very, very late hour, there might be some who get saved and who won't have to go through the time of Jacob's trouble that is going to try all the earth. And Lord, for all these prayers and all these praise requests and for the unspoken prayers of our heart, we thank you and we praise you and we commit this time to you, Father God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Well, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday, and glad that you're all tuning in. It excites me every time we do any type of a broadcast. I love talking about news from a biblical perspective. Some of it makes you mad. Some of it makes you happy. But I love talking about all of it. I love sounding the alarm. I love rallying the troops. The Bible says in the Old Testament, if the watchman sees the enemy coming and does not blow the sound of that shofar, there's going to be trouble. Ezekiel 33:1. "Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But," verse 6, "but if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come, and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand." And we are not living in the Old Testament. We are not an Old Testament prophet, but the principle that we read about in Ezekiel chapter 33 is absolutely a principle that you can find in the New Testament. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, the Apostle Paul says, "Preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season." And what is Paul saying to Timothy? He's telling him, blow the trumpet And what is the trumpet that we have? It's the gospel of the grace of God. It's telling people that there is salvation through Jesus Christ. That is the trumpet that we're given. We have already been given the commission to blow that trumpet, and it's an exciting thing. And one of the ways that we are blowing that trumpet is through our NTEB Gospel Witness Billboard program. And we told you just the other day, 2 days ago on Wednesday, that billboard number 4, a huge, huge 40-foot wide billboard that on one side says heaven or hell, and underneath that, Jesus saves with an exclamation point. And on the right side of the billboard, it tells them that they can come to the NTEB Bible Believers Bookstore in St. Augustine. And people are reading these billboards and people are walking in through the door. Yesterday, check this out. Last night, we're getting ready to close the bookstore right around 6 o'clock, and a brother comes knocking on the door, and he wanted to be let in, and he wanted to make a couple of purchases and get some supplies and tools that he needs for witnessing and for studying the Bible. And he told us that he drove down all the way from Georgia, which is a minimum of an hour away from where our bookstore is in St. Augustine. But what a blessing it was at closing time. We have a man knocking on the door, and he is driving down from the state of Georgia because we are one of the only Christian bookstores on the east coast of Florida that gives you books and Bibles for Bible believers. And we are having people who are reading the billboards, and they're coming in. They're driving up from South St. Augustine, and they're finding our bookstore. So, two things I want you to pray about, please. I want you to pray that God would make the NTEB Bible Believers Bookstore, which is located at 701 Market Street in St. Augustine, Florida. I want you to pray that God would make this a gospel lighthouse and that people would come in. I want to see lost people coming in because they read the billboard and they want to come down and they want to talk to us about salvation. And I am so excited to welcome in soon, hasn't happened yet, but I really feel that it's close, that people are going to start getting saved from what they're reading on the billboards. And what a blessing it would be for a lost person to see that billboard and to see that gospel message. Hey, it's a five-word gospel message. Heaven or hell, Jesus saves, with a really graphic picture of heaven and a really graphic picture of hell. And I want you to pray that God will bless these billboards and that we'll get our first soul who gets saved from the witness of these billboards. The second thing I want you to pray about, I want you to pray about supporting this outreach that we have. We now have 4 billboards, and it costs about $4,200 per month to rent the billboard space. But hundreds of thousands of cars are driving past these billboards every single week. And on a busy weekend, hundreds of thousands of people can drive past these billboards in a matter of hours. Don't forget that St. Augustine is a tourist town, and we get about 8 million tourists per year from all over the world. So please pray about you becoming a supporter and donating to our NTEB Gospel Witness Program. And we need your support. We can't do it without your support. It costs $4,200 per month to do this. So please pray about donating. And if you do, if God puts it on your heart to donate, please be generous, because we'd like to do a whole lot more than just 4 billboards. So please pray about those two things. That would be fantastic. All right, let's get right into today's program. And let's start with a clip. Everybody's been talking about this. Everybody's been talking about Jon Stewart on the Stephen Colbert Show. And we've written a couple of articles about Stephen Colbert. And he's a Roman Catholic, And he likes to mock God. And we're going to play that clip as well. People get mad when I call Stephen Colbert an atheist. They always write back to me and they say, that's slander. Stephen Colbert is not an atheist. Stephen Colbert is a very active Roman Catholic. Well, I'm going to play a clip for you in just a couple of minutes, and you're going to see why I call him an atheist. I don't care where you go. Where you go to church doesn't really have a whole lot of bearing on what you personally believe in your heart. If you were to take your sleeping bag tonight and go sleep in your garage, when you woke up tomorrow morning, you wouldn't be a car, would you? You wouldn't be a motorcycle or a bicycle, would you? No, you would not. So just because you attend a certain church does not really mean very much at all. One time I found a $10 bill blowing across the sidewalk. Did that sidewalk suddenly become a bank? No. That was just a $10 bill blowing across the sidewalk. So just because somebody goes to a church does not mean that they believe what that church teaches. So I'm going to play a clip for you in a couple of minutes, and you're going to see exactly what type of Catholic Stephen Colbert actually is. And, you know, I'll just play the clip in its full context, and you can decide for yourself. But let's play the clip about Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart went on the Stephen Colbert show, and many of you may not recall that it was Jon Stewart who created Stephen Colbert's career. And Jon Stewart used to have his own talk show, and I actually enjoyed watching it. Yes, he is a far-left liberal, but he's funny. And he would take some surprising non-liberal positions. And I used to enjoy the occasional episode of the Jon Stewart. They called it The Daily Show. And one of the characters that was on The Daily Show was Stephen Colbert. And he pretended to be a conservative and all this stuff. And it was, you know, sarcastic. But it was kind of funny. So Stephen Colbert had Jon Stewart on his program last week, and Jon Stewart dropped a bomb. Take a listen to Jon Stewart on the Wuhan lab leak theory.
I guess this is it.
This is a delight to have you here, my friend.
Oh, my God. There's nothing I wanted to do more than breathe everyone's air.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I know about you. This is what I know about you. We are truly dear friends, and yet this is the first time I've seen you in the flesh in 15 months.
That is correct.
Right.
And I am so really happy. And I know we're all vaccinated, and I'm not going to get COVID, but I'm going to get something. I'm honestly, these people did not take good care of themselves during the pandemic.
The first time we talked during... Yeah. COVID. I was still in South Carolina, and
you were locked down.
I was locked down there, and the family, Evie and the kids, were the actual crew.
Right.
That's how we were doing it. We're doing it in a little unused little bedroom with cables through the window, and a satellite truck on our lawn. And I mean, like the room was twice the size of this desk. I think I'm not joking. Chris could tell you it's really really tiny. But the point was like just get it done, to get something out there. We really wanted to do the show. And when I interviewed you for it, you were talking about how little progress we've made in science in combating pandemics. Because in 1918, mm-hmm. the advice was wear a mask, wash your hands.
That's right.
And 103 years later, wear a mask, wash your hands.
It was soul crushing to find that. I was really hoping that like in 1918, they'd be like, drink a tincture of mercury and butterfly juice. I was hoping it'd be like some bizarre thing, and I'm like, we've come a long way, baby. It's the exact same.
How do you feel about the science now, though?
So I will say.
All right, so I'm going to stop the clip there for a second, and I'm playing the whole clip because I want you to hear this in context. So Jon Stewart starts out and he's funny and he's witty and he's very good with the banter. He's very good with the patter. And they're talking about how they all took the vaccine. Of course, everybody takes the vaccine. Can't be safe without the vaccine. And now Stephen Colbert just asked Jon Stewart about science and how do you feel about science? And this is where the conversation started to take a very different turn. Take a listen.
This, I honestly mean this. I think we owe a great debt of gratitude to science. Science has, in many ways, helped ease the suffering of this pandemic, which was more than likely caused by science.
Did you hear what he said? He said that science has helped to ease the pandemic that more than likely was caused by science. That is a conservative talking point. That is a Christian talking point. That is something that we've been saying on these broadcasts for a year now. And yet, when Jon Stewart said that, he gets massive applause.
And that's kind of...
Hold on one second.
No. Listen.
It's coffee. I wouldn't do that to you. What do you mean by that? Do you mean like there's a chance that this was created in a lab? There's an investigation.
A chance?
Well, if there's evidence, I'd love to hear it.
There's
a
novel respiratory coronavirus overtaking Wuhan, China. What do we do? Oh, you know who we could ask? The Wuhan novel respiratory coronavirus lab. The disease is the same name as the lab. That's just a little too weird, don't you think? And then they ask those scientists, they're like, how did this... So wait a minute, you work at the Wuhan respiratory coronavirus lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle. And you're like, no, if you look at the name... Look at the name. Let me see your business card. Show me your business card. Oh, I work at the coronavirus lab in Wuhan. Oh, because there's a coronavirus loose in Wuhan. How did that happen? Maybe a bat flew into the cloaca of a turkey and then it sneezed into my chili. And now we all have coronavirus. Like, come on.
Wait a second.
All right. So do you hear the audience reacting to what Jon Stewart is saying? Do you hear how he is getting very enthusiastic applause? Do you hear how they're laughing? He's doing this whole thing in front of a live studio audience. Okay. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of far left liberals who are listening to that program. They're watching that program live. And what is Jon Stewart saying? He's saying everything that Bible believers have been saying for a year. And now all of a sudden, last week, I was suspended on Twitter twice for tweeting these same type of things about the COVID virus, about China, about the laboratory. I was suspended on Twitter twice just last week for what Jon Stewart is saying and getting applause and getting laughter and everybody's encouraging him and what a great and fantastic thing that he's saying and isn't he witty and isn't he funny. And the reason why that we're doing this show today is I want to point out that all of this is orchestrated. And even though that it looked like Jon Stewart came onto the program and dropped this big truth bomb, that's all part of the plan as well. And why? It's all part of the plan because the virus has served its point. Over 70% of people in most countries have now been vaccinated, or most countries are getting very, very close to that 70% mark. They don't need to tell the truth about the virus anymore. They don't need to cover up what the truth is, because the virus has served its point. And now, how do they neutralize that? They have the very same people who were responsible for it in the first place now doing damage control. And oh, everybody knew this. Everybody knew that COVID-19 was created in the Wuhan lab. Everybody knew that it leaked out of China. This is all 100% intentional. So let's listen to the rest of this clip.
All right, John. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's been an outbreak of chocolatey goodness near Hershey, Pennsylvania. What do you think happened? Like, oh, I don't know. Maybe a steam shovel mated with a cocoa bean. Or it's the chocolate factory. Maybe that's it.
That could be. That could be. That could
By
be.
By the way, I gave them all tuberculosis. Just
yes. That could very well be, and Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins at NIH have said, like, it should definitely be investigated.
Don't stop with the logic.
Oh, did you hear what Stephen Colbert just said? Oh, let's investigate it. Everything should be investigated. Let's investigate Fauci. Let's investigate the CDC. Let's investigate the Wuhan lab in China. That's not what Colbert said last month, or 3 months ago, or 6 months ago. That's not what Colbert's been saying. Do you see that this whole thing is nothing more than spiritual and political theater? And the very same people who just weeks ago were calling you a conspiracy theory nut if you believed anything like what Jon Stewart said when he went on the Colbert show. You were banned on Twitter, banned on Facebook, fired from your job, ostracized from your friends, called a conspiracy theory nut, right up to the moment that they decide, well, let's start telling the truth.
And people and things. The name of the disease.
Wait a second.
The building.
Wait a second. But it could be possible. You could be right. It could be possible that they have the lab in Wuhan to study the novel coronavirus diseases, because in Wuhan there are a lot of novel coronavirus diseases because of the bat population there.
I understand.
It's like the same.
It's
like,
a local specialty, and it's the only place to find bats. You won't find bats anywhere
else. Saying,
oh, wait. Austin, Texas has thousands of them that fly out of a cave every night. Every night at dusk. Is there a coronavirus in Austin coronavirus? No, it doesn't seem to be an Austin coronavirus. The only coronavirus we have is in Wuhan.
Yes.
Where they have a lab called, what's the lab called again, Stephen?
The Wuhan Novel Coronavirus Lab.
I believe that's the case.
And now, how long have you worked for Senator Ron Johnson?
Let me tell you.
All right, so we'll stop the clip right there, because that's basically everything that I wanted you guys to hear. That's the entire statement that Jon Stewart made in its complete and full context. So why did Jon Stewart go on the Stephen Colbert show when this whole thing was obviously orchestrated? Now, somebody sent me this link for an article on a website called thelastrefuge.com, thelastrefuge.com. And I'm going to put the link into the chat room so Jeanette can put that into her notes. But here's an article called, it's called Cultural Marxism for a Reason. And I just want to read to you a couple of paragraphs from this article that was published on June 15th of 2021. And the article says this: there are a lot of people referencing a Jon Stewart clip from last night and pondering if he went off script in identifying the Wuhan biolab as the origin of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus that created the COVID pandemic. Many more are giving Jon Stewart credit for stating the brutally obvious to a majority leftist audience, as if he is on the cutting edge of revolutionary thought amid a tribe that is antithetical to anything against their politics. And the author of this article says, let me be clear. John Stewart is a full-throated moonbat leader of the worst kind. Factually, John Stewart is the intellectual epicenter of the Moonbat tribe. Stewart was one of the key cultural Marxists who was pushing the COVID panic to support the ideological and political objectives of those who control the Moonbat tribe. I guess he's calling the leftists the Moonbats. He says, John Stewart, now I want you to pay attention to this part. John Stewart is not being a truth teller. He is, however, living out the creed of the cultural Marxist. Retain the lie until it has exhausted its usefulness. Then, in the face of irrefutable evidence, instead of acknowledging the lies, simply reverse position and attempt to retain credibility, and then deny participating in the lie. And I'm going to repeat that. John Stewart, the article says, is not being a truth teller. He is living out the creed of the cultural Marxists. Retain the lie until it has exhausted its usefulness. Then, in the face of irrefutable evidence, instead of acknowledging the lies, simply reverse positions, attempt to retain credibility, and deny ever participating in the lie. Okay, this, Sherry says, that's gaslighting. And that's exactly what this is. And that is why you are seeing so many liberals now, like Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, let's do an investigation. We have been telling you for the last 15 months that this whole thing is a lie. I was one of the very, very first people to call it theater. I called it COVID theater. And I was using that expression for at least 8 months before Rand Paul ever used that expression. And so if you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you know that the things that John Stewart is saying that all the liberals are now applauding him for, and isn't this great, and isn't he funny, and isn't he so smart, and yes, isn't this, you know, we're finally getting to the truth now. Well, these are the very same people who were hiding the truth for the last 15 months. So I want you to understand that when these things happen, every part of this is intentional. Stephen Colbert knew exactly what John Stewart was going to say. It was planned, it was orchestrated. And when I first saw this clip last week, I didn't write about it because the whole thing looked phony to me. And I kept waiting for Stewart to say, okay, you know, I'm going to let you all in on the joke now. And, you know, we're all going to have a good laugh. But John Stewart didn't say that. John Stewart came on the Stephen Colbert show and he took our position. He took our side. And now suddenly that's the truth, right? This video that I just played the clip from, this video that the Stephen Colbert show posted just a couple of days ago has been viewed 3.2 million times. I want you to think about this. I want you to really grasp what I'm telling you. John Stewart went on the Stephen Colbert show and basically said that the Wuhan coronavirus was intentionally created, intentionally released, and the whole thing was done intentionally, and the United States paid for it. And YouTube didn't ban the video. Twitter didn't ban Stephen Colbert. Twitter didn't ban John Stewart. Facebook didn't censor anybody. I was suspended 2 times last week for talking about this exact same topic. And so you really, really need to see how deadly and how dangerous this whole system really is. And when you know the truth, when you know what the truth is, and the only way that you can know the truth is you got to have the Word of God, And we talked about this on the Wednesday night Bible study. In John chapter 17, Jesus is talking to the Father, and he says in verse 16, "They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." And then in John 17:17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." And that's why it's so important that you have the right version of the Bible. And that's why we stand so solidly on the King James Bible against all other versions. There's a reason why we do that. Because the Bible says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." So we've been talking about these things that John Stewart just got 3.2 million views for saying, even though that when we say them, we get suspended, we get censored, we get banned. I told you that on Facebook, our Facebook page is teetering right now on the edge of being removed. The same Facebook page that we have had for the last 11 years. And I'm going to put a screenshot into the chat room so that you can see. I am on our Facebook page right now, and I went to the administration part of it, and I want to show you exactly what Facebook is telling me. And they are telling me that they are getting ready to unpublish our page. We have about 150,000 followers. We would have 10 times that amount of followers if they didn't stop people from joining. If they didn't keep suppressing us, we probably have a million followers by this point. But I want you to see, take a look in the chat room. I want you to see what Facebook is saying about our page right now. Your page is at risk of being unpublished and has reduced distribution and other restrictions due to continued community standard violations. And it says that content being seen by fewer people because it was rated false by an independent fact checker. Content is being seen by fewer people because it was rated missing context by an independent fact checker. And all of these warnings are regarding articles that we've done about China, the Wuhan lab, the coronavirus, and all these different things. Chris is saying, "What is this page is at risk of being unpublished?" That is a warning that Facebook, they are telling us that if we don't stop talking about what we're talking about, they are going to unpublish our page that we've had up since 2010. And why is Facebook so angry at Now the End Begins? Because we're talking about the very same things that John Stewart just got 3.2 million views for saying. We're talking about the exact same things that all the liberals are now suddenly talking about. And when we do it, we are being threatened with being removed from Facebook. When John Stewart does it, he gets 3.2 million views. So this whole thing is what I call COVID theater. I started saying that about a year ago, and that's exactly what it's become. Now, to show you how much theater that this actually is and how you can't really actually believe anything that they're telling you, I want you to listen to this song. There's a man by the name of James Corden, and James Corden is a British talk show host, and he has a late night talk show program. I've never watched it, but I have seen clips from it. And he is somebody who is very popular with the Hollywood crowd. He is very far left liberal. And he got together with singer Ariana Grande, and they wrote, published, and performed a song called the No Lockdowns Anymore Song. Take a listen to this from James Corden and Ariana Grande. We'll be right back.
woke up today feeling okay. Wow, this is new. Oh, 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 got the vaccine and it's been 2 weeks. There's life in the streets, hot people at brunch, and I've got a hunch mimosas are gonna be bottomless. Oh, 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 turning off Zoom after 15 long months stuck on mute. No lockdowns anymore. We can finally walk out the door. The sunlight is a fantasy. It still doesn't feel real to me. No lockdowns anymore. Will they still take my temp at the door? Shout out to our favorite MD, Anthony Fauci. No lockdowns anymore. Traffic is so much worse than before.
What's such an uplift to me?
What's an NFT?
I have no idea.
What?
So, been a long wait. I'm so ready for life to restart.
Hug your family.
It's time to hug your family.
Feeling so relieved.
Oh, yeah, we're feeling so relieved.
No lockdowns, we're free.
And that's the No Lockdown Song Anymore. No Lockdowns Anymore song from James Corden, late night talk show host here in America, and Ariana Grande. Who sang just a couple of years ago. Her hit song was called God is a Woman. And this is all the far left. These are the useful idiots of the New World Order. That's who these people are. Now, I promised you at the beginning of the show, yes, and that song really, really made me mad. The idea that you can only be free by having a vaccine. The only way that you can have no mask and no lockdowns and no being separated 6 feet apart is that you have to have a vaccine. And if you heard that song was not parody. That song was not satire. That was an actual song that was, it probably cost them just under $1 million to make that video. If you watch the video, it's the production values are very, very high. It looks like a Broadway show. And that song was not satire. That song was not parody. That song was getting people to snap their fingers and tap their toes. That's right. We can't be safe without a vaccine. Chrissy is asking, what was the name of that Japanese woman that sang to deflate the morale of Americans during World War II? That was Tokyo Rose. And for those of you who watched the MASH TV show in the 1970s and 80s, like I did, they talked about Tokyo Rose a lot. And so here you have James Corden and Ariana Grande using a very... highly produced, very well-written song from a musical perspective, not satire, not parody, and they are trying to reinforce that message that we cannot be safe without a vaccine. And of course, if you remember the clip that I just played for you with Jon Stewart, Jon Stewart started his little talk by saying, oh, of course, we've all been vaccinated, and everybody here has been vaccinated, and I've been vaccinated, and you've been vaccinated, and that's just a foregone conclusion. Why do we need a vaccine for something that has a 99.7% recovery rate? Can you tell me why we would need a vaccine for that? If your mechanic told you that your car had a 99.7% chance of operating perfectly well, but he still wanted to install an experimental liquid into your engine just in case, would you allow him to do that? No. You would be an idiot if you allowed him to do that. And so it is with the vaccine. Why do you need a vaccine for something that has a 99.7% recovery rate from? You don't. Now, I have a lot of sympathy and I have a lot of compassion when people write to me and they tell me that they're being forced to take the COVID vaccine because of their job. And again, I can't tell you what to do. That is a personal decision. You got to go to the Lord. You got to pray about that and see what the Lord would have you to do. But if you were to ask me if you were to take a flu shot, I would say no, don't take one, because the risks far outweigh the benefits. I don't see any benefit to a flu shot. That doesn't mean that you might not catch the flu and die from it. The COVID virus was something that was created through gain-of-function research. Absolutely. The COVID virus was released intentionally from the lab in Wuhan, China. Even Jon Stewart says that. 3.2 million views. But that doesn't mean that the COVID virus won't kill you. The COVID virus could absolutely kill you. But the vaccine is not the answer to the COVID virus. We told you last week that the vaccine was not made for the virus. The virus was made for the vaccine. The vaccine was not made for the virus. The virus was made for the vaccine. Now, remember I told you last week that I told you earlier in the program, Stephen Colbert, he had a clip with Oprah on his show a couple of years ago, and he mocked God, and Oprah laughed along with him. She thought it was the funniest thing that she ever heard. Okay, so for those of you who defend Stephen Colbert, for those of you who say that he's a strong Roman Catholic, and for those of you who say that he's a Christian, I want you to listen to this clip of a comedy sketch from the Stephen Colbert show when he had Oprah on and he was trying to encourage Oprah to run for president in 2020. And this is the comedy that Stephen Colbert thought was side-splittingly funny, so funny, in fact, that he put it on his program so that millions and millions and millions of people could laugh while he mocked God, while he mocked Jesus Christ, and while he mocked the Bible. Take a listen to Oprah Winfrey mocking God on the Stephen Colbert Show. Take a listen.
One of the things that, as we were saying before the break, is that there are a lot of people out there who would like to see you be president of the United States, or at least run to be president of the United States.
I feel humbled and honored by that. It just isn't something I would. I've said this before. I would know it. I mean, it would be, you know, everybody's saying it. I am very much in touch with my inner GPS, the voice. I'm in touch with God.
Yeah.
The voice of God.
In fact, you said, in, again, People Magazine, if I have this quote right, you said, if God, if you think I'm supposed to run, you got to tell me. And it has to be so clear.
So clear, even
that
I.
Not even I can miss it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So have you had any signs at all?
Not one.
Really? Not even the people like tweeting or texting or the people cheering?
But
that's a sign?
Different, you know, that those are all people outside you. You know what that is. If 1,000 people tell you to do something, but you don't feel it inside yourself. Mm-hmm. Or if 1,000 people say, oh, that looks good on you, girl, and you know it doesn't. Or 10 people say it, yeah. You know it doesn't. So, no, I haven't.
Okay. Well, okay. I guess that settles it.
Yeah.
No Oprah.
Oprah, Stephen, what's up? Hey.
Oh, hey. Hey, God. It's God, everybody. Give it up for the Lord.
Hey, everybody. I just spit out my gum.
I'm sorry about this, Oprah. I apologize. God stops by every once in a while. He's a fan. Can I help you, Lord? I'm kind of in the middle of talking to somebody important.
Oh, I know, Stephen. I'm a huge fan.
That's great to hear. I'm a big fan of yours, too, God. I really am.
Wow. Oprah knows who I am? I can't wait to tell Jesus. I'm going to look so cool.
Now, God, I don't mean to hurry you along, but is there, you know, something you'd like to tell Oprah?
Oh, yeah. I hear thou seekest a sign. Well, is this clear enough? Take your time. I've been here for eternity.
All I can say, God, is that run is now a part of my exercise routine. I can tell you that.
Well, how do I make this clearer, Oprah? Oh, I know. Oprah Winfrey 2020. Yes, she can.
Well, there it is. You asked for it. There it is, Oprah. A big endorsement.
Okay. Lord, let me just say this to you. It's not something I've ever seen myself doing. It's not the kind of job that you can have without fully devoting yourself to it 100%.
Not really. Have you seen this White House?
Come on. He's got a point. He's got a point.
Come on, Oprah. I had all this merch printed up. I put it up on my wife's credit card. She's going to kill me.
God, take it from me, Oprah. It's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay, and I'm sure you're going to find someone that you are just inspired by in 2020.
Thanks, Oprah. Look, before I let you go, any chance you could get the Bible into your book club? Hmm?
I'll work on that.
God, right. Everybody.
Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 9, Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Do you think that Stephen Colbert is going to be laughing and joking when he stands before God at the great white throne judgment? You think Oprah Winfrey, who is a New Age Satanist, you think that Oprah Winfrey, when she stands before God at the great white throne judgment, do you think she's going to be laughing and joking? You heard how much she was laughing at that clip, and she thought it was the funniest thing ever. Revelation chapter 20, starting in verse 11, says, and I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, and from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the book according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now, I say that Stephen Colbert is an atheist. based on that clip that I just played for you. No born-again Christian would ever do that intentionally. No born-again Christian would ever sit in a writer's meeting and kick around ideas about what would make a funny clip with Oprah. How can we get Oprah to run for president in 2020? No born-again Christian in 1,000 years would sit in a meeting, come up with that skit, and agree to do that and publish it and laugh at it. You cannot be saved, and that's what you create. That's God gives you a talent to be on TV. God gives you a talent to be an actor or a singer or whatever the case is. And you use your talent for that. There's no way that you're a born-again Christian. There's no way that you're any type of a Christian except in name only. That skit makes me so mad. I wish that I could have been in that studio audience. I would have stood up. I would have stood up and I would have said something right in the middle of this of the sketch. And it makes me sad. I'm sure, even on the Stephen Colbert show, I'm sure that there's born-again Christians who are in the audience. And it makes me sad that nobody, when they were taping that, nobody stood up and said something. Oprah Winfrey, man, she, maybe sometime we'll do a show on her. I mean, she is nothing more than a New Age Satanist. She denies, absolutely denies that Jesus Christ is the only way to God. And maybe that would make a good upcoming show, and we'll talk about that in the future. So Jon Stewart goes on to the Stephen Colbert show, and he drops a truth bomb. But that truth bomb was not really a truth bomb because it was intentional. And the liberals know that they lie. And the lies are done intentionally. And it is all about getting control. It is all about getting power. That's what it's all about. You know, back in World War II, there was a man by the name of Joseph Goebbels in Nazi Germany, and Goebbels was the minister of propaganda, and they were so bold, the Nazis were so bold, that they actually called their ministry the Ministry of Propaganda. And this is what Joseph Goebbels said about lying. This is what he said, and it's been quoted many times. But I'm going to give you the entire quote, and this is from a website called the JewishVirtualLibrary.org. And here's the quote from Joseph Goebbels about lying. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and/or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. And that's what Joseph Goebbels said back during World War II. And what they used to do is they would accuse other people of being the liar when in reality they themselves were the liars. And then when they no longer needed to tell the lie, they would simply reverse their position with no explanation, with no apology, and then they would act like they had that position the entire time when they absolutely did not. So the definition of the big lie comes from Nazi Germany. It comes from Joseph Goebbels. And this is the tactic of the left today. is they lie and they lie and they lie and they lie. And then when they don't need the lie anymore, they simply reverse their position, and then they act like that has always been their position. So why don't they need the lie of COVID-19 anymore? Why is the left suddenly starting to tell the truth about something that they've been lying about for 15 months? Because the virus has done its job. Everybody is taking the vaccine now. The virus is, it's a moot point. Nobody cares about the COVID-19 virus now, because the purpose for which the COVID-19 virus was created in a lab at Wuhan, China, funded by American taxpayer money, authorized by Anthony Fauci, the purpose for which this virus was created and released upon the entire world, that purpose has now been fulfilled. Everybody's taking the vaccine now. Everybody's having round number one and round number two. And everybody is settling in with the idea that if you want to take the mask off, you have to take the vaccine. And if you want to be back in regular society, if you want to keep your job, and literally, I have people sending me emails every single day, sometimes multiple times per day. People who listen to this site on a regular basis, and they're telling me, my employer just told me if I don't take the vaccine, they're going to fire me. So we started with the COVID-19 virus. And you take one leapfrog hop past the COVID-19 virus and you get to the lockdown. You take one hop past the lockdown and you're wearing a mask. You take one hop past the mask and now you're taking the vaccine. Now you're four or five hops down the line. You no longer need the virus. COVID-19 has done its job, and now everybody is getting injected. So what is the liberal left doing? They are signaling. They are telegraphing. They are telling you that they are switching their position. And it's not because they've suddenly discovered the truth. It is not because they have been convicted in their soul that they have been telling lies. It's not for any other reason, but it's the next step on the timeline. It's the next part of the plan. And that's exactly why they're doing what they're doing. That's exactly why Jon Stewart went on the Stephen Colbert show and said what he said, because it is the next part of the plan. Take a listen to this clip from The Five on Fox News, talking about liberals are trashing Jon Stewart for backing the lab leak theory. Take a listen.
Washington Post columnist is slamming the comedian in an op-ed. Quote, Jon Stewart's rant is a reminder. Don't rely on celebrities for COVID-19 theories. And the former head of the CDC not backing away from his belief on where COVID came from.
I don't think it's plausible that this virus went from a bat to an animal we still don't know that animal, and then went into humans and immediately had learned how to be human-to-human transmissible to the point of now causing one of the greatest pandemics we've had in the history of the world.
So some say he might not have been telling the truth and he might have been joking. Greg, you've got a good handle on seriousness and comedy. Was he telling the truth? Or?
Yeah, I think the big revelation here is that Jon Stewart watches Fox News, because this is exactly what we've been saying at this table for a while, and it makes sense. He's now in our age group where the wisdom kicks in, or maybe his writer, because I think it was this show or the Gutfeld show when I said, when there's a firework explosion in a small town, you check the fireworks factory. And then his writer wrote something about if there's a chocolate explosion, you check the chocolate factory. So I think this was so shocking to Colbert and others is because they live in a bubble. and they haven't heard this opinion, whereas you've heard this opinion and other opinions here on Fox. In fact, we've talked about this plausible theory. We've done segments on it, but in places like The View, where the only information they get is from People magazine, they're like, oh, my God, this is so amazing. It's just anybody that was shocked by this reveals the ignorance of the actual topic.
Dana, you know, White Houses have to be able to respond when bad things happen to try to make sure we are prepared. Are we? I'm assuming that China, unless they let us in, you have to assume the worst case.
I think you have to. I think that's right. I think you have to assume the worst. And China needs to know that we all assume the worst. And the left is confusing. So if this were called the Moscow virus and it all started in Moscow, do you think that they would be like reluctant to find out the root cause of like how this virus got out there? And to Dr. Redfield's point, one of the big problems early on is that because China wasn't open about what was going on here, we were treating, the CDC was treating this as another SARS outbreak, which is you treat SARS in a different way than you treat coronaviruses. So a White House or an administration, if they don't have clear information, you're going to maybe treat the wrong problem. And that's possibly, you know, lost us some time and led to a lot of people losing their lives and their livelihoods. And so you just wonder, like, when is the left going to get mad?
Well, speaking of the left getting mad, Jesse, you have a...
What? Did I make them mad again? I think this is safe. This is funny. It's common sense, but it's safe. We've known for a year it likely came from a lab. Biden now says it's okay to talk about Fauci, and the Washington Post and CNN say this is okay to talk about. So then he cracks a joke about the lab, and the left says, ooh, bold. This is edgy. He went there. He didn't go there. The guy's retired. The only reason he makes a joke like this is because he doesn't work for the corporate media. When you work for the corporate media, you can't cut against the narrative. The narrative was this can't come from a lab because they have so much money over there invested in Beijing. Time Warner, AT&T, Comcast, they're not going to send a team of investigators over to the Wuhan lab and start poking around. There's too much at stake. Chinese will just take away their license and their deals and their contracts, and it's over. So you can't even say something that's obvious if that it goes against the profit margins. Look, they did it with Smollett. Smollett, the type of guy at midnight and below freezing going to go out for a Subway sandwich?
You would.
You say that, they call you a racist, remember? Or what about Kavanaugh? Doesn't really strike me as a gang rapist. Oh, no, you can't say that. That's sexist. And now, you know, do the Chinese, are they really giving Hunter Biden a diamond because they're best friends? No, it's a bribe. But if you say something the corporate media doesn't like because it interferes with their bottom line, they're excommunicate you. He doesn't have to deal with that anymore because he's retired and he works on a farm now.
Does?
All right, so we'll stop that clip right there. I just wanted you to hear what Fox News had to say about Jon Stewart and what he said on the Stephen Colbert show. And as you can see, Fox News is not drilling down very, very far at all. And they are not talking about the fact that all of this is orchestrated. And I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times, I'll remind you again. Everything connected to COVID-19 is theater. Everything is intentional. And this deception happens on every single level. If they lied about the lab in China, if they lied about the origins of COVID-19, if they lied about gain of function, if they lied about financing gain of function, if they lied about everything having to do with the COVID-19 virus, and as we can see, even the liberals are starting to say that it was intentional, that it was gain of function, then what makes you think that there's suddenly now telling you the truth about the vaccine? You would really kind of have to be an idiot to believe that they're telling you the truth about the vaccine. It doesn't make sense to me. If they lied about everything else, then they are lying about this. You know, that clip that we played for you Wednesday night about Tony Palmer talking about Pope Francis. And he said about Pope Francis that Pope Francis has never changed his spots. And that was very interesting because in the Bible, it talks about the spots of the leopard that cannot change, that's connected with Antichrist. And the truth is right in front of your face. All you have to do is open it. And all you have to do is believe what they're telling you. I don't mean believe it as truth, but believe what they're telling you and understand that all of this is a lie. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. How do you have the truth of God? You got to have yourself a King James Bible. It's the only way to do it. And if you can't afford a King James Bible, I want you to go to BibleBeliever.com and click on the link that says free. Now, it's an honor system. It's expensive. These Bibles are $25 a piece, and we pay for the shipping. So if you can afford a King James Bible, we ask you to purchase it. But if you want a really good King James study Bible, and for whatever reason you can't afford it, maybe you lost your job in the lockdown, maybe you just don't have it in the budget, well, we have the NTEB Free Bible and Gospel Tract program that is funded by listeners to this program. And we will send you. Just go to BibleBeliever.com and click on the link. And if you can't afford a King James Bible, we're going to send you one completely for free. Just go to BibleBeliever.com. Now, a couple of minutes ago, I said to you that an upcoming podcast on Oprah might be a really good thing to do. Because Oprah is not the angel that her marketing team wants you to believe that she is. Take a listen to this clip back when she had her talk show called Oprah. And here she got into a conversation with a woman from the audience during the program. And this woman, about a half an hour ago, I said, it would have been a great thing if somebody who was attending the Stephen Colbert show that night that he was doing that skit where he's mocking God with Oprah. And remember what I said? I said, wouldn't it have been fantastic if some Christian in the audience would have had the guts to stand up and to publicly rebuke them? Well, guess what? Somebody did that on the Oprah program, and this is probably about 15 years ago, but Oprah, who was a New Age Satanist, she got into, this woman stood up, and this woman would not be silenced, and she told Oprah that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven, not a way, but the only way. And Jesus says about himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Read John 14 sometimes. So this woman stood up and she publicly rebuked Oprah, and listened to what Oprah says about Jesus Christ being the only way to God. If you haven't heard this clip, it's going to blow your mind.
The panel has been discussing the spirituality and the forces of God, but I also believe that there are two forces that are here with us, that we do have our God that we can depend on, but there's also a power of darkness that we do need to be aware of. And that's where the choice is.
Do you believe that you can choose between one or the other?
Most absolute, definitely.
Yes. Now, Marianne Williamson says in her book, Return to Love, that we're always walking in the direction of one or the other, that all of your actions in life, either you're moving toward the darkness or you're moving toward the light.
That's right.
She calls it fear and love. There's this wonderful book called Ishmael by Daniel Quinn, which is, anyway, it's a gorilla talking, but anyway. It talks about, one of the points it brings out is one of the mistakes that human beings make is believing that there is only one way to live.
That's
and
right.
That we don't accept that there are diverse ways of being in the world, that there are millions of ways to be
then
a human
how do
being
please
and,
God?
And many ways no but many paths right. to what you call God
that
and
is
her
crazy.
Path might be something else, and when she gets there she might call it the light, but her loving and her kindness and her generosity brings her, if it brings her to the same point that it brings you, it doesn't matter whether she called it God along the way or not.
And I guess the danger that could be in that, I mean, it sounds great on the onset, but if you really look at both sides, I
there couldn't possibly be just one way. What about Jesus? What about Jesus?
Only one way. There is one way and only one way, and that is through Jesus.
There couldn't possibly be with
because
a million
you
of
say
amen, sister. Amen.
Because you say, you intellectualize it and say there isn't. If you don't believe that, you're all buying into the lie.
But that makes you right. You think that if you are somewhere on the planet, if you're somewhere on the planet and you never hear the name of Jesus, you never hear the name of Jesus, but yet you live with a loving heart, you lived as Jesus would have had you to live, you lived for the same purpose that Jesus came to the planet to teach us all, but you are in some remote part of the earth and you never heard the name of Jesus, you cannot get to heaven, you think?
And that is covered in the scriptures too. People are talked about
that. God knows the heart.
Does God care about your heart or God care about if you call his son Jesus?
Well, you know, Oprah, God, Jesus cannot come back until that gospel is preached in the four corners of this.
So there you have two women who stood up on the Oprah show, and you heard what Oprah said. She said, it is not possible that Jesus Christ is the only way to God. And she said, do you really think that God cares if you say the name Jesus Christ or not? Well, the Bible says very clearly that God does care if you say the name of Jesus Christ or not. Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 21 through 23. Ephesians chapter 1, 21 through 23. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 9. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, Oprah said, does God care about the name of Jesus? Does God care that we, living as human beings, does God care about us knowing the name of Jesus? Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Does God care if you mention the name of his Son? Absolutely right. Does God care what the name of his Son is? Absolutely right. And the entire universe at the great white throne judgment is going to bow before that name. And God very, very, very much cares about the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we only have a couple of minutes left. Let's just switch gears for a moment, talking about the lies of the left. And we have been telling you for a long time now that Joe Biden is a pretend president. Doesn't matter how they got him into office, they got him in. Doesn't matter that Facebook spent $55 million in the state of Georgia alone to influence the election. It doesn't matter that all of social media conspired to put Joe Biden into office. It doesn't matter that George Soros spent $500 million to do these things. Let's leave all that off to the side. And we've been telling you that for many, many years now. And we have been showing you how the left operates. And one of the things that we've been telling you from the beginning is that Joe Biden has handlers. And Joe Biden has people who tell him what to do because he is in the process of rapidly losing his mind. He has cognitive impairment, and he has early onset dementia. and all these different things. And Joe Biden, if you watched what happened with the G7 conference, he was handled every step of the way. And when he was not handled, he was found wandering by himself and muttering to himself, and he needs to be snapped back to reality. And so we have been telling you the entire time that Joe Biden has handlers. And listen to this clip. It's a very, very short clip. But listen to this clip, Joe Biden admitting that when he gives a press conference, he calls on people that he has been told to call on. Now, when we said that a couple of weeks ago, we were told that that was just a baseless conspiracy theory. Well, how would you like to hear that from the mouth of Joe Biden himself? Take a listen.
I'll take your questions. And as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on. So, Jonathan, Associated Press.
Twitter is mocking Joe Biden again for using a prepared list of reporters to take questions from following his highly anticipated meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. In the video, you hear the president say, "I'll take your questions, and as usual, folks, they gave me a list of the people I'm going to call on." The admission left Twitter users scratching their heads as they wondered if the president was actually meant to say that out loud. Congressman Greg Stubbe said, "How is this acceptable?" Special Advisor for Communications for Senator Ted Cruz, Steve Guest, said one word, embarrassing. And a few Twitter users poked fun at Biden's apparent blunder, saying he accidentally said the quiet part loud. And finally, Fox News contributor John Concher took a more serious approach to Biden's comment, arguing it makes the president look weak. He said, "Putin presser approaching 1 hour with no signs of stopping. This is what Putin sees as show of confidence and endurance in what appears to be an effort to make Biden look weak/small when he ends up taking relatively few questions from hand-picked reporters before exiting."
We told you just a couple of days ago that when Joe Biden was at the G7 summit in Cornwall, England, that every time that he stood behind the podium and he was talking with reporters, he had flashcards in his hand telling him what to say. And One America News Network, they actually got a video and they zoomed in on the cards that he's holding. And he literally is speaking from these talking points that are typed up on these cards. And I can't remember any other president, Republican or Democrat, doing this type of thing. Usually when a president stands up and they talk about the opposition, they know exactly what they want to say because they have spent so much time thinking about it. And yet, Joe Biden is reduced to using flashcards that were created by his team because he really doesn't know what he wants to say. And even when he has these cards, he fights really, really hard to stay on message, and he is reading these points from the card. If you saw the interview that he did with Vladimir Putin a couple of days ago, Putin is sitting there and he's relaxed and he's laid back, and Putin has this huge smile on his face, and Joe Biden is looking down at flashcards and he is struggling to get his thoughts out and struggling to speak above a whisper. And look, I'm not making fun of the guy. Early onset dementia is not a funny thing. It's not a joke. I know somebody who has early onset dementia, and he exhibits all of the signs that we see in Joe Biden. He laughs when things aren't funny. He lashes out and he gets angry very, very, very easily. You remember 2 days ago that Joe Biden was being interviewed by a reporter from CNN, believe it or not. And she asked him a tough question. I didn't think it was like outrageously tough, but she asked him a pretty good question. And he turned around and he said a curse word, and his eyes were blazing with anger, so much so that he had to go on TV and he had to apologize for his outburst. Well, he can't control himself. And this is what the liberal news has been covering up for the entire time, because Joe Biden was placed in office as a Trojan horse. He is finishing Barack Obama's third term. And when they're done with him, when they no longer have need for the lie, mark my words, it is going to be the same mainstream media that is covering for him right now, the same fake news media that does not report on anything having to do with Hunter Biden or the laptop with child porn images on it or the scandals in China or Ukraine. It is the same mainstream fake news media that every time that Joe Biden says something absolutely, unbelievably, incredibly dumb or stupid or forgets something that he should absolutely know and they don't report on it, when the time is right, these exact same people are going to turn around and they are going to be the ones who are going to throw him under the bus. And then the whole world will realize that Joe Biden was only put into office as a Trojan horse because the real candidate that they wanted to have in, but somebody that America absolutely would not elect in a million years, which is Kamala Harris, that is the real candidate of the Democrat Party. And that is why they picked Biden, so that they can put her in at the right time. And with that, we've come to the end of our time for today. I thank you so much, as always, for being part of the NTEB Prophecy News Podcast. Lord willing, we'll see you back here Sunday morning, Father's Day, 11 a.m., for another House Church Sunday morning service. Go out there into the highways and byways. Luke chapter 14 says, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be full. And I want you to prepare yourself for the spiritual battle. Get yourself some gospel tracts. Go to BibleBeliever.com. That's our website. That's our the online version of our bookstore, and we're adding new items every single week. Go to BibleBeliever.com and order some gospel tracts. Order some Bibles that you can hand out to people. And C.T. Studd said, only one life 'twill soon be passed, and only what's done for Christ will last. Have a great weekend, everybody, and Lord willing, we'll see you back here Sunday morning. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. I got no sin. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you've heard about Joshua. He was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until the work was done. I got no sin. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about your men of Saul. There's no like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho he marched with spear in hand. Go blow the rebel, the Joshua cried, 'cause the battle I'm in my hand. I got no sin. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul. There's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. They tell my great God that Joshua's spirit was well nigh 12 feet long, and upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. He had bold and brave, he stood salvation in his hand. Oh, blow them around,
the Joshua crackles, the devil can't do you no harm. Got no them Joshua fit to battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit to battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Then up to the walls of Jericho he marched with spear in hand. Go below them around the Joshua crackle to battle them in my hand. Then the lamb round sheep horns began to blow, the trumpets began to sound. Old Joshua shouted glory, and the walls come tumbling down. The gun goes and Joshua fit to battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit to battle around Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down.
In sin I was living, no thought was I giving of dying and where I would go. I was looking and buying, so hard was I trying to gain all this world had to hold. No peace and no pleasure could I even measure with all that I had to gain. I repented and prayed, Christ save me that day. Now I have got something to say. I'm not going to hell. I met the Savior, what a story I tell. I'm saved and forgiven, set free, all is well. I'm not going to hell. No, I'm not going to hell.
Now my life's worth living, since I've been forgiven. Christ made a real change in me. I'm no longer crying when I think about dying, 'cause heaven is waiting for me. Now Satan's still lying, he's always trying to lead you down the wrong way. Just call on Christ's name, he'll save you today. Then look back to Satan and say,
I'm not going to hell. I met the Savior, what a story I tell. I'm saved and forgiven, set free, all is well. I'm not going to hell. No, I'm not going to hell.
No,
I'm not going to hell.
Because
I met the Savior, what a story I tell. I'm saved and forgiven, set free, all is well. I'm not going to hell. No, I'm not going to hell. Because I'm saved by His power divine.
Yes, I'm saved.
I'm saved to new life sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved. I'm not going to hell.